I watched a little television with our daughters a few days ago and have been struggling with a question all week. Goofy and Pluto are both dogs, yet Pluto walks on all fours, runs around naked, and can only bark at the world, while Goofy walks on 2 feet, wears clothing, and has the power of speech, albeit mostly to say goofy things. Maybe that's why I identify with him. So why is it that Pluto is a dog who must live as a dog and Goofy is a dog who gets to live like a human being? When Pluto is hungry, he has to beg, jump up and down, rah, rah, flap his slobbery, rubbery pink tongue like a flag on a windy day, and just hope that Mickey will finally read his subtle signals and say, "Hey, boy, want some food?" I won't even dignify that term, boy. Pluto gets dog food in his bowl. Goofy can ask for oysters Rockefeller and a fine Sancerre. So I posed the question on Facebook and Twitter and got some interesting responses. Quite a few people, like DSG, observed, "You've interviewed a lot of goofies who walk and talk, not a sure sign of superior intellect." Peter SW wondered, "A coincidence that Pluto, the former planet, got a demotion? If they'd named it Goofy, it might still be one." And Grovesporf observed, "But Pluto is far more intelligent than Goofy. Maybe Pluto prefers to live as a dog." That made me recognize something reflexively. I'd posed the question of why Pluto lives as a dog and Goofy as a man in late 20th century Age of Aquarius, "All we are saying is give Pluto a chance" terms. But maybe Pluto chooses dogdom. We may think his prospects in life seem smaller, just scratching, sniffing, beans scratch, beans sniff, begging and eating. But Pluto doesn't have to fret about finding a job, his pension fund, putting his puppies through Stanford, staying on hold for 45 minutes with Verizon, TiVo, Blue Cross, Visa, or United, fine lines and wrinkles around his eyes, or updating from Windows XP to Windows Vista, and getting a mobile phone that's outdated by the time you've chosen a ringtone. I had regarded Pluto with pity. Now I notice how comfortable he seems on 4 feet. Maybe he's relieved. He doesn't have so many emails piling up, bills to pay, and a dozen different passwords and PIN numbers to remember, all the sorts of things that can make people goofy. I don't envy Pluto, but when I watch him with my daughters now, he reminds me there's more than one road to happiness.
I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty. And so what if I love it? Different angle. Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, "I am what I am."
By the way, don't forget to tweet me, NPR Scott Simon, all one word, and this is NPR News.